This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's entirely possible that I have never uttered the following sentence on this radio program before, but it's been a busy year in the hog market. Pork prices are way up. Bacon seemed to be everywhere. Ice cream, milkshakes, even Las Vegas martinis. And there was a government shutdown that meant farmers had no way to figure out how much their hogs were worth. Brian Duncan raises hogs in Polo, Illinois. We talked to him during the shutdown, and we figured now is as good a time as any, really, to touch base with him. Mr. Duncan, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
So we wanted to just check back with you after the shutdown and after the pork pricing issues you had, and just, first of all, see how business is going in pork these days.
Well, after the government got back to work and the prices started getting reported again, we had a nice counter-seasonal rally on the pork market. On the production side, the market's done what it usually does this time of year, and the market has gone down. So this is a tough time of year seasonally for pork producers to make money. There's usually a glut of supply at this time, and because of the holidays, there's fewer days of slaughter, so it kind of backs up the system.
I have to tell you, everybody to whom I tell that story about how you guys were figuring out pork prices during the shutdown, where you had to take these bits of the pig, right? The jowl and the cutouts. And reverse engineer them back to get the price of a hog. They all say that. What a ridiculous system.
Well, We can have lots of discussion on the price discovery mechanisms used in the live hog market.
How dependent are you, I imagine, on the inputs? And I'm thinking now of grain prices and corn prices.
Absolutely. And that's our bright spot going forward. We obviously, I'm sure you're aware, harvested a bumper crop this year in the Midwest,
especially of corn.
And the price of corn has come down, 40%. And so that's reduced our break evens a significant amount and provided at least the potential as we head into next year of some breathing room for us for margins on the production side.
All right. Well, then riddle me this. How come if your input prices are coming down and you got a good counter-cyclical rally like you were talking about, how come I'm still paying like $6 a pound for bacon?
No, you're shopping at the wrong store.
That's entirely possible.
No, when you go buy bacon, that's a value-added product. Seasonally, the packers do very well this time of year, and they are. There's good margins in that. I would challenge you, though, to go look at the bargains in the meat case. Take a look at, say, hams, which is also a value-added product, but are dirt cheap right now. You'll see that there are some values to be had in the meat case as far as buying pork is concerned.
Before I let you go, how's the next year looking for you?
Oh, we're optimistic. From the pork side, again, we think we get some relief on our inputs, which will help. And I'm still very optimistic about the opening of the Chinese market or the continued opening of the Chinese market. I think the Chinese purchase of Smithfield Foods will provide, hopefully, a tremendous amount of opportunity for product to be moved at an ever-increasing amount into China. And so as I look into next year, I can't help but be optimistic. I guess that's just kind of the nature of being in this business, though.
Brian Duncan. He raises hogs out in Polo, Illinois. Mr. Duncan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai. I appreciate the opportunity.